This is channel 2 right, and I think I've got it on the right channels. This is channel 2 right, and this is a continuation of Cookie's narrative, his visit at supper, Tuesday, the 25th of March, 1969. This is channel 2 right. This is channel 2 right. This is channel 2 right, and a continuation of Cookie's visit, of Cookie's narrative, his first visit and his first tape after supper, when he brought that fertilizer spreader so we wouldn't be spreading fertilizer by hand on Tuesday night, 25th of March, 1969.
I'll buy that tin for a song and sing it myself.
I like to hear that when you
sing. Yeah. Well, that's all it takes.
I'll buy that tin,
yeah,
now.
I get this stuff off the truck, and I first time I'm up there, I'll start loading up on some of that lumber up there at Griffiths. But see, that's not what costs you. That wood is not what costs you.
No.
You can buy all new wood, and it don't add up.
Well, you don't use enough wood.
No,
actually.
And if you
bolt
it, and you bolt it, you know, that takes place a whole lot, but that's just labor.
Yeah.
Those bolts are the biggest torch you get.
I've got a barrel of bolts up the house, too, I'll bring down here. Galvanized bolts.
Yeah.
Did you just happen to run by one day? And I said I got a bucket of bolts.
I sure did. Give them to me.
Yeah. Well, I got a bucket of bolts, but they don't fit.
Mm-hmm. They're all sizes.
Going to be a trader, too.
All the time.
Well, it's partly just knowing what you can use and, you know, just watching. I haven't had transportation so long. I just been out. Out of luck. Man don't get anything if he hadn't got anything to haul in.
That's right. You got it now.
Can he start the truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
he ruined that crossbar, they wrote.
I'll tell you what I got coming up. I mean, it should have been probably get some more together for him. We don't have another station wagon.
How many station wagons you got, Buster?
Three.
Three station wagons.
What do you do, fix them up and sell them?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. 57 Chevrolet.
57 Chevrolet station wagon.
Two-door.
Wireframe. All you need is an engine.
We got it built,
got
almost
it built,
sitting in the shop right now.
And
Frank can work on as much as his day.
I built a whole T-model Ford out of just parts. Didn't have enough to do. I was in
I ain't gonna go home and sit down. No, I need
something. You don't know how
to I took that engine this morning. I didn't have it. See, what did we have in it, Frank?
I didn't take it
for it. I didn't have nothing in that
engine. No, we just got tore down last night.
Yeah, we got tore down last night. Everything tore apart. This morning, I started cleaning up and putting back. We got sitting on the bench, it all put together now, with just a few odds and ends, ready to set back in the chassis.
Is that last night?
Yeah.
How late do you work? Late as it takes, don't you?
We didn't work after dark last night, did we, Frank?
Mm-mm. Stuck around 6.
No, we didn't work after dark last night.
Bobby and Keith and Glenn and Mike was there.
Yeah, Frank had company now. He worked, he stayed home and worked Saturday and Sunday all day. And yesterday evening, his boyfriends came over to play with the horses. So they played the horses till the boys had to go home. Then Frank came in and helped me.
Well, when did you study, Frank?
I do that during the first period.
During the first period?
Oh, okay. Got some mustard down in the garden today.
You
tell
what? Mustard.
Boy, it was good, too. Hell fixed it for supper tonight. Man, that was good.
Was
it good
mustard?
At school?
He's got a garden at school, too.
Oh.
Oh.
The late graduation.
Yeah.
masters and turns of thought and reactions.
In the garden school.
I even live in this room. By the this room.
By the this room.
They see they just,
a lot on that.
They just got a little square down there that each one, each student has so much land that he can put whatever he wants to do in, see.
Oh, I see.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, up at Hawthorne.
Yeah,
yeah, they got that. Got fixed up. Yeah, they get actual experience there.
Sure. Well, how long has that been going on? I never heard of that.
Just this, just started this year, didn't it, Frank?
This year.
And you got it all plowed and everything, and all you got to do is plant it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least the equipment's there.
Yeah, last year they bought me a brand new four-wheel tractor.
Oh.
Discs, cultivators, and planters.
They got everything. I never had that when I went to school.
No, not in
the
80s. Well,
You'll just be 15 in July.
You know, I think if I was doing it again, I'd just get me about 10 acres with a horse and a plow and get some, I think I'd have come out way ahead. And if I'd had a mower, you see, and it wouldn't have had all this big equipment built.
Wouldn't have had any place to ride, would we, Frank? That wouldn't have worked at all.
Well, boy, I tell you now, them horses of mine's going to cut some hay if they eat next winter.
Go home town,
sir. I got the rig for one horse. Now I got to get the rig for another horse. I'll get it.
Oh, that's right. You got a rig for Nancy.
Yeah.
Was that the cart rig worth all right?
No.
Oh,
that ain't heavy enough.
No, that's right. Oh, well, of course you would cart rig wouldn't work. But you've got a rig for one horse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got the big collar. I got the collar.
It's a long time since I've seen a horse with a collar.
And I got the...
I cookie, this is going to be so exciting. Just seeing Nancy and...
Taking pictures of them.
And Blackie out there pulling the... You ought to see them. They're elegant.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
They're beautiful.
He said he's not picture taking. He is
going to
get that hay,
man. I don't care about no pictures. Well, see, he's got the hay rake out here for the horses.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got the mower machine.
Yeah.
I'll build me a sled.
Yeah.
You got to have a sled, ain't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got to have a sled.
That's one of the big things I've missed out on, not having a sled.
That's right. You got to have a sled.
Well, a sled to haul the hay on?
That's right. You got to haul your hay on the sled. If you cut it with the horses, you got to haul it with the horses on the sled.
I was
going
to say that Frank's
going
to have to have that wagon, you know. Put it down.
You've got to lift it too high.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I bet you before you get through on that, though, you work up a trailer for it instead.
No, I don't work right. I never could haul hay on a wagon. My dad had one, and he'd give that thing away.
Mm-hmm. Takes a sled.
You'll spend more hay on a wagon than you'll haul.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's the truth. Because it just won't stay on there. I don't know why. Dad bought him one of them little low wheel farm wagons. I think it had about a 18-20 inch wheel on it. Which would have been real nice for its purpose, but its purpose wasn't hauling hay. I'll clue you.
Well, we got a
bailet,
we got a
cleaver,
we got a all bailed, and put it on a sled.
Yeah.
They won't fall.
Well, after
I'll build one.
Hauling in a truck.
Yeah, baby, you bail it out in the open, or bring it in, bail it, or just
bail it in the field. Bail it in the field.
There's one. You just don't know how long.
My house can tell you that. He did.
There's one advantage of having neighbors or family. Now, like somebody's wrecking an old shed,
mm-hmm.
and all that tin there, what they want to do is get out of the way.
Yeah.
Now, one man don't hardly stand a chance. It's just too many nails to draw out.
That's right.
And you got to draw out the nails, you know.
To get the tin.
If you're going to use it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you need to do is just sort of five.
Now this fella's got this, got these bee sheds to tear down. He said if I, So we go together, and I'd haul it, and he gonna sell it. I told him, I said, don't you sell a sheet of it till I get to talk to you again. He said, all right.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't.
You might use some of that lumber.
Yeah.
What is a bee shed?
That's where they stack their bees in the wintertime.
Oh, how big is it?
Oh, they're great big things.
I don't know how many bees.
You mean honeybees?
Honeybees.
What?
I don't know about farming and something else.
Well, now, some
of
you have to tell us a lot.
I never heard of this.
I must admit, I never heard of a bee
shed.
I never either. Most
thank
of the
you.
Bees
have.
I never knew what.
Well, now,
what they did was bees.
Yeah. It,
whenever you know, in the fall of the year, when they gather them up, to clean the gums, they got to transfer them from one gum to another, because they can't clean the gum and them in there. And they can't get pure honey if they don't clean the gums once a year. So they got to have a place to do that. And that's what they call that bee shed. And the fall of the year, that's where they clean their... That's right.
In other words, it's just a work room.
Yeah, but there's two of them, see. There's two of them big sheds. And they're going to tear them both down because they're going to put one of these low-rent housing developments up in Gainesville. Got to make room for it, and that's
about what size are these?
I believe he told me one of them was 14 foot wide and 30 feet long.
Mm.
A lot of bees.
Orange blossom honey, it takes a lot of bees.
And the other one was just
where is he going to put them?
He's going to tear them down. They give.
I mean, where is he going to put his bees?
Don't know.
You're thinking that
you'd
probably be selling those. Close back.
Close back
in the back. Well, you said, can't have bees. They're stinking horses.
Frank, I don't want bees.
You don't want bees.
Frank,
I don't want bees.
I don't care. I'll take care of your bees.
You take care of the bees.
Why, yeah.
It'd be nice to have some honey, wouldn't it?
I'll walk right out there in my shirt sleeves and take the honey away from
them. Call
them
clean or something.
Just walk up like you ain't afraid of them.
Oh, gosh. I've heard that about dogs, but they all can tell.
Well, there's a whole lot in there.
I know it is, but I can't.
I used to take the wasp nest off and put the wasp on.
Now, I'll tell you something about hornet. Why, they'll run out of their way to sting me. Because they hurt me.
Uh-huh.
A honeybee don't hurt me.
You mean
when
they sting you,
don't you? A honeybee? No.
You never have.
I've
always
been
that one.
Yeah,
what he got
in his
back. Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's
some people can do it. But a bee shed. I've learned something.
It's a workroom.
Yeah. Well, I just never thought about it. I guess
never
I thought they just left
them
out all year.
Well, how you gonna get them down? How's he gonna get them down?
I don't know how he's gonna get them down. He ain't got nothing else to do.
Really?
He's just gonna tear them down.
Well, just trade for them. Let's see what you can
they're
get.
They're paying him
the
so
lumber.
Much money. They're paying him so much money to take them down.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And giving him what he gets out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that ought to be something.
And he's a neighbor of ours, and.
We keep
girls. We got their two ponies turned out in our field, and
that's right. He'll give you the first option and the best deal.
That's right. So scratch each other's back.
Well, now that lumber, that's not old lumber, and you can drive a nail in it. Some of this old lumber, you know, or you can use it, but you know this old lumber, you get out of the old houses. Hard to get a nail in it.
Couldn't have got to take a drill and go first and then drive your nail.
Drill is the best thing for it, you know. You can tack it up there.
If you drive a nail in it, you're going to bust it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But once you get it up there with a drill, it'll stay.
Oh, yeah.
You're all right. Oh, it'd be nice to have a lot of that stuff around where you could, stick with him.
Build a good sized hay shed out of that.
Get some stalls.
We'll have some fat horses next year, Frank.
Mm-hmm. I believe so.
You know.
Talking about it.
Well, our.
We'll make it.
Our horses is, I don't know, they're not looking just right.
You know what I'd do, I would have done if I'd had the labor and been so no count myself. I put these little stalls, slips, out here. But if I had done that right, I would just put them on wheels so I could put them out on different pastures. Mm-hmm. Oh, it'd been so much better, much better.
Yeah.
You see, a lot of times I didn't want the animals over here.
Yeah.
But I had, it's much easier to leave them over here where I could feed them.
Uh-huh.
And if I could just pull that stall out there, I've got these salt sheds. See, I got two of them I can pull around. I just pooped out. I peed out. I fizzled out, you see.
Yeah.
I pull these around. They're easy to pull around, you see.
Yeah.
You just put a chain on the runners and lift up front end off the ground and a little bit, and away you go. And I can just sail all around the countryside of them. But I... See, I know so much more better than I do.
And you know so much better now than you did then. Wish you'd known today what you knew yesterday or something.
Well, now here's another thing. Out here, it has been next to impossible to get any machine work, any metal work done. The one fella I know who does it, And he don't mind doing it. He wouldn't do anything for me. I mean, he wouldn't take me to the graveyard. That's what he thinks about me. I told him about him.
Yes.
Now, I've got a fellow over here in Mechanoza. We get along fine, but he can't work in metal.
Oh, you're just on a lot.
Now, that's a hindrance, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's a hindrance. Yes. Because tools learn, and this metalwork is, I never didn't grow up through that, as a fellow said. But them stalls or slips for the cows and the horses ought to be on wheels. Just two wheels. Just so you can. Or not even on wheels. Yeah, you put them on.
Runners,
yeah, I hadn't thought of that. Slide them around. Yes.
Then you had to crank up the thing to take the feed to
the
top.
Yeah, that's pretty
well
taken care of.
If you could start the tractor that pulls the trailer that has the feed on it.
That's right. You get
the tractor. Now, Coos, what is it we're
going to
do? We're going to make hay over here. Then where
are
we going to put the rye?
Wherever you first want it.
I'd like to have it. I like to dig up these. They need it bad. This needs this one and the holding patch down there too. This whole strip, right?
The holding patch needs to be dug up.
Oh yes.
I thought that was beautiful. Now this one out here, where the middle patch needs to be.
Well, that'll make it too much better down there.
Frank, we gotta have those patches smooth, so we don't have any bumps in when we ride the horses. We haven't got but one good pasture to ride in. They're going to plant hay, make hay in it. You got to look out for our interest in the horses now, right?
Well, I'll tell you that pen will run you. If you've got about 10 to put on a hay shed or something like that, it takes so much of them.
Oh, yeah.
What is a 10-foot piece cost $2 and a half?
That'd be new hay, new tin.
I got enough to cover me a place for my horses in the wintertime up there. Let me see, I got
14 sheets.
I got 14. No, I got 12 sheets of 14-foot tin, and I'd give $3 for it.
The whole thing? That's not even like just hay.
Well, they do things you can't.
Just hate them.
I tell you what, that again, it's costly if it's all just going to buy it.
Well, I can't imagine.
Just do without.
I can get it like he's got that. It's not costly.
You don't have to pay the top price for it.
Well,
I ain't going to. Just sit down and just make them an offer. If they don't want it, why, walk on off. You got along without it, ain't you?
Yeah, sure.
So then, okay, you can do it out a few more days. They'll come to your price.
It's easier to come to your price and have somebody else will do a little bit better.
That's right. I made a fella an offer on an automobile. Took him 2 weeks to make up his mind, but he called me up and said, well, I'll be able to change motors. I said, come on.
If you don't need it, you can afford to wait it out. And yeah.
I declare.
Well, I mean, if you need it, but if you're not desperate, say. Do you ever get desperate for anything and have to go down and just buy them? He's awful bad about it.
Yeah.
He'll go to a pawn shop or anything else. Oh, he'll say that first.
I get desperate once in a while and have to sell something, but I never lose no money.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if I'd hold on to it a while longer, I could make more money out of it.
Yeah.
Well,
everybody's that way.
It's rare.
Oh, really?
And we make a trade on automobiles. We never trade it in. We'd sell a car to somebody else over a period of time and come out a whole lot better than to trade it in.
I got this old 57 Chevrolet. I get done with this, it's going to be a good automobile. We'll have a rebuilt engine in, it's got a rebuilt transmission in, all new brakes, new tires,
good
new
chassis.
Shocks, good
trailer.
Oh, yeah. And I ain't going to have $50 in it.
No, you didn't.
And Frank's learned so much. Frank, you know how lucky you are. I bet all the Barnes & Noble wants to come over and live with you.
They'd all be there every evening if we'd stand still.
That's where the action is. There's always something going on with your wife. But it sure is fun.
Does that work with you, Frank?
I got Bobby helping.
He got one of his boyfriends helping. They're going to build him a beach buggy.
Yeah.
Good.
Build them a what?
They're gonna build them a beach buggy. They want a beach buggy. They're gonna work it out and build it.
Okay.
I'm gonna help them. I told them I would, and I am.
That's a lot of fun.
That was no Model A.
Oh, really?
Model A.
Oh,
that's
the. Oh, you know, that car is
sure is fun to be a boy. Same engine. Well, Leo's got one fine car. I know that.
How in the world he found out about getting the grease off of the clutch plate?
How you find out about getting the grease off the clutch plate?
Yeah, he just talked about doing that to the plumber.
Yeah.
All right. This old 31 Chevrolet, it never would crank by itself. You had to park it on the hill and coast it and crank it, you know. All right. What happened one day, I couldn't get it turned around, so I parked it. Nose up the hill. Okay.
Up the hill.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was going to coast it backwards and start it in reverse, you know. Well, all my oil, or a lot of my oil, run back through the back main bearing, through the oil seal, and out on my clutch, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it never did crank like that.
That's right.
So, I got a bunch of my buddies. We was all buddying around, you know. They got my hobby after I got coasted back off a hill and it didn't crank. They pushed me down the road forward and I cranked it in second gear. Every time I let on that clutch, boy, she just shake you all over. I said, all right, we're going to burn it off. I knew what would happen. So, put my chains on, and I started up the hill. I mean, it was a big hill up in West Virginia mountains, you know. And I got it in second gear. Got one of them mud holes, and love me, I burnt clutch. You could smell clutch for a country mile. Time I'd have to park it like that, well, I'd find me a tree and I'd run it up against it, you know. And I'd just burn the fool out of that clutch till I finally burnt the clutch up.
Well, how long will the clutch last, that kind of treatment? I was just wondering. You can't do that many times, can you?
Oh, yeah. You don't want to burn them too much. You got to learn when to quit.
I got to have that touch. Move control. Yeah. Who can just burn it up?
Well, I know when to quit.
Oh, man.
Now, you can smell it. Whenever it starts burning, you better quit. You better take everything out and drive it a little bit, or you ain't going to have no clutch.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh,
that stood you in good stead.
You
got your
plumber. Not long ago, I had a new carburetor pack put on a 63 valve. And before that, you know, I used a gas pedal to mash it down 3 times to accelerate. Like, did that after they put in a new pack, and boy, I'd have to wait about 5 minutes. So I learned the hard way, just tap it once. Because it would flood so easy that way. And by putting, I suppose the new pack did it, caused it to do that.
No. No.
Well, it starts all right that way now.
Sure, got kind of like my D12 tablet. I've taken that D12 vitamin and. I was over here talking to Carl one day, and I said, I don't know how to get all that. And you know, he didn't say a word. He just gave me a sort of sick look. I have a hard sick. Sort of a sickish smile he gave.
They got your float, I mean your accelerator pump set too high.
Well, when they put in that new kit, they tampered with that.
That's right. You see, there's adjustments on them valve and accelerator pumps. Mm-hmm. You can set them any stage you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got that in about 3 stages too high. Mm-hmm.
That flood don't leave that way.
Sometimes I think I want to have to take him to Sandy. I have to come back in. Wait a while and go back in.
So we got some jump cords and we should have some trouble with
them. Yeah.
Go ahead and die if you want. Run it out.
But it's amazing how many people don't know a lot of things.
That's right.
It's true.
I took it home. Well, that thing was so far out of time, why it was firing on number 3 instead of number 1.
You thought to yourself, well, what in the world am I taking this pile of junk on for?
But I got that thing timed just right, you know. Put me and Frank pulled the head off of it and put a valve in it. Man, she runs like a Singer sewing machine.
It does.
Like a kitten.
Yes, it does.
Like prettier than that old I got
out there. Runs good. Good brakes. I mean, it passed inspection just like that.
That's what I heard.
I took that thing up there and it didn't slow down. It just kept going.
Oh, man. I think this pink station way you got so pretty.
Big one.
Listen,
you came out here. Yeah, that's a good one. That's my.
That's your good one.
That's your 9-passenger.
Yeah, that's my pride and joy.
See, they got an operation call on the end. The boys can sit back there and talk privately.
Yeah. All the little cookies going out waving their hands. It's a cute. It's a picture.
I paid too much money for it. I bought it, but it's what I wanted. It's a good car. It's got 113,000 miles on it. It ain't never been worked on.
What kind of car?
Dodge. Mm-hmm.
And you paid too much for it?
Well, actual value, yes. I get $350 cold green cake for
that.
And it was, I tell you what's true. There was a couple on that car.
Just a couple.
They had a bit, didn't have a bit more use for it, and I have another hole in my head.
That they had it all their life? I mean,
in the family, it had been in the family all their life, all that car's life.
Mm-hmm.
And it had nothing but Quaker State motor oil burning it. Nothing but Quaker State motor oil.
Now, you didn't find that through J.J., the company down there. Uh-huh. You found that yourself.
I found that at inspection stations. The woman drove through there. That took my eye, you know.
You know what you were when you had this. It's the point.
And I got to ask her, I said, you going to sell this car in the near future? She said, we want to sell it right now, just as soon as we can find us a new one that suits us. I said, here's my phone number. When you get ready to sell it, you give me a call. Okay, she called me. You know, about months or 6 weeks later, she called me. Said, we're ready to sell a Dodge. I said, I'm ready to buy it. Just that quick. I went over.
And I guess she said, now they'll allow me $350 on trading on it, so I'll let you have it for that.
No, she said, we won't take a cent less than $350. That's just what she told me. I said, well, I didn't want to pay that much money for it because I had to put four new tires on. And I did have to before I took it home. And I gave her the money, paid her off one Saturday morning. That Saturday evening, went down to service station, put four brand new nylon tires on. That's the biggest mistake I ever made in my life.
Really?
Bumpity bump, 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 all the time. Them the bumpiest tires that I ever saw. I got to drive that thing 100 miles and get that nylon rolled out to where it'll ride smooth.
I didn't know that.
I never will buy another nylon tire.
Is that right?
I never will buy another nylon tire. I got a nylon tire on that Plymouth that I put on there, and I'm going to take off and burn up. I'm going to. I'm going to take that thing off and burn brush with it.
You never use retreads?
Yeah. But this is a nylon retread that I got over at Brasington. Jay was going to throw them away, and I wish I'd let him throw that in the way. Because I'm going to take it off and burn brush with it. And if these nylon tires that I got on my wagon hadn't cost me $28 a piece, I'd burn brush with them. But
that's
I couldn't afford
really
more.
Brush.
That's expensive burning. I ain't can't afford to put a set of rayons on. They say rayon runs hot, but they can just run hot, because I'd rather run hot than to run bumpity bump bump all the time. And you stop that thing and leave it set 30 minutes,
again,
and I'll guarantee you, you're going to have to roll it out before you can get a smooth ride. You got to drive another 100 miles before you get a smooth ride.
Now, is this the car you're going to take to Virginia?
Yeah.
The station wagon.
I ain't going to stop in no 30 minutes when I go either.
No.
Because when I roll that first 100 mile, I'm expecting a smooth ride all the way.
You better get your driver's license on the whatever it is. 15-year-old can get a dog, so you'll be ready to help your dad drive. Keep going.
I can drive it. 854 miles from the front of my house to front of Dad's house.
That's
pretty
long. Won't be long before Frank will be driving, though.
Really.
It's not a bad road.
Can you get
your...
750
miles an hour, that's pretty good.
Restricted.
Uh-huh.
I don't go
75.
You don't?
No.
So I asked you.
Which way you go?
15.
301. To Orangeburg, South Carolina, take 601 to Mount Airy, North Carolina, 52 out of Mount Airy into Princeton, West Virginia, and the West Virginia Turnpike, right on home.
Well,
mm-hmm. That's the quickest.
You missed the mountains.
That's the quickest way.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Is Helen Zappa home up there?
Yeah.
She's Virginia, too.
Well,
Virginia.
He misses a whole lot of them that way.
I miss a lot of them that way.
Yeah, That's right. That's a good money.
Yeah. You know, Frank, you reckon Mama's home in church yet?
I don't know.
Church?
Oh. She'll do revival.
Yeah, Alice and Becky had to sing. They were in the Sunbeams, you know. They had to sing at the church tonight, so they...
Oh, yeah. And Alice and Becky had to... They were in the Sunbeams. They had to sing. Wouldn't you love to see Alice and Becky sing?
Oh. And Cookie couldn't go because he had pus on his right bone, and he couldn't go.
Now, I had to get that. I wasn't going to see no more fertilizer behind.
Okay, I should have said the wrong thing. Well, I had no idea you were going to do something silly like this. You told me I was going to spread.
Why don't I have a horse that'll work?
Well, take Pussy. Work her out. I'm not...
I think Hubert ain't hungry at work. I think he's brought
up.
You're
not
going to
let Hubert do that.
The Pussy wants your horse. You work your horse.
I wouldn't want to work Pussy. I wouldn't want to...
He'd be kissing
all
the
head. All I care about is I'll just feed Pussy.
I bet old Molly would
go. Yeah, old Molly'd be the last one. She'd run. She's fun to run.
She'd have to look around and see everything.
I bet you I can take every horse that you got or I got, work with them about a half an hour, and put them in a turn plow and...
It'd be good for him, too.
It wouldn't hurt.
Missy wouldn't. Child. Oh, that Missy's a spoiled child. I'd like to see you work, Pussy.
Leo, you think we could file Hubert's teeth? Or would you have to be a dentist?
No. Gosh, no. If I had the tools, I'd
special horse tooth.
You just reach your hand in and get the tire off, is all
they can do. Well, now, they told me this morning, all she had to do was reach in there and scoop around in Hubie's mouth, and maybe you better put on some fat, and I want to see this done in the morning. I'm going to hold to it.
Are you going to hold his mouth open?
I'm going to hold face to the...
You ain't gonna hold his mouth open while she gets in there and get that on the floor.
Why would you suggest? I didn't quite see this in my mind. Why would you put a stick back between his jaws or something so he couldn't plant that
one? They got a special instrument they use to pry their mouth open, you know, and hold them open. Then they go in there and file them the hooks off them teeth. And what it is, it's your back teeth is growed up higher till their front teeth, their lower teeth down in here won't go together, see? They got an opening all the way through there, see? Well, all they got's about one tooth on each side on the back, and all they got to cut up their feed with. Well, now, it takes an awful lot of chomp to cut up a little bit of feed.
Well, you haven't been giving Hubie long enough.
I give him a head start, and I give him soft feed. I think it needs to be warmed. We're going to have to give them some shots pretty soon.
Oh, Lord, you got to do all that worming.
Well, Frank come here. Scooter's going to be out in a little bit. He's pretty good at worming.
No, you don't have to do anything but put worm in
the
teeth.
He might be good at brushing teeth, too.
I brush one horse's teeth.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they had a horse they thought so much of. That's the prettiest horse in this country. And undoubtedly the meanest horse. They babied that horse. I think it's too good to it.
Give me a mean horse.
They brush his teeth, they wash him, give him a bath. They even bought peroxide, and peroxide his mane and tail. Man!
She can't keep joy.
What horse is that?
A Palomino Gilding.
Right, but the mane
is
home.
You don't have him at home, then.
We don't have him, period.
What did you make your daddy get for you instead?
Reading his dick.
Uh-huh.
I bought that last summer, Miss Sister.
They bought this horse and they paid for it themselves last summer.
They did. The
Palomino.
Yeah, and can't ride it.
And they couldn't ride that horse. Frank took him out one day and he reared up with him four times and fell backwards with him once. Uh-huh. Well, when he fell backwards with him, that done it right there. And if Frank's foot hadn't slipped out of the stirrup, it just mashed him flat. So, I took him... I went that night. Was going to have to buy some feed. And I talked to a man out at the feed store. I said, you know, anybody wants to trade for a real pretty palomino? I don't know, but he said, I know where there's a little Arabian colt down here that's been stunted, and a man wanted to trade. I said, he's my man. Let's go see.
They'd rather have a stunted Arabian than that fancy thing they would. I see.
And you know, I went down there and I made him an offer. He said, I'll be up tomorrow to look at your horse. Well, he come up the next day. They rode him. That horse acted like a perfect gentleman.
Thank goodness.
They got on him and he acted just like a perfect gentleman. I want you to know. He said, well, I'm just going to trade with you. And I said, I'm going to tell you one thing now. I don't want you going off and tell you that I lied to you about this horse. This horse reared up this boy 4 times yesterday. I don't care how many times he reared up, he won't rear up with me. But he reared up with his daughter and put her in the hospital for 6 weeks.
But you told him.
I told him.
But he just didn't like children?
He just didn't like nobody. When he didn't want to, when he didn't want to be rode, there wasn't nobody going to ride him.
He's
just
a young man.
Man
or child?
My, no, now you take Alice, do anything with that horse she wanted to. A little girl of mine, 6 years old, could do anything with that horse. Go out in the field and catch him, feed him, and he wouldn't step on her for love nor money.
That's not oftentimes happened.
But that was the meanest horse around a man or a grown person that you ever saw. You do anything.
You've seen a lot of horses.
I saw a lot of them, and I broke a lot of them, and that's one I failed on.
I was going to say, you couldn't, you didn't think you could train it or break it or whatever it was.
If I could have took him and I worked him my way for about 6 weeks solid, he'd have never reared up to nobody else. Because I'd have put the leather on him and put him in plowed ground, and I plowed the fool out of him for about 6 weeks. And every day at noon, I'd have rode him to the feed box. And every night, I'd have rode him to the feed box. Then every night after he done eat, I'd have took him back in that plowed field and just rode the fool out of him. He'd quit that. But I didn't have time to mess with him like that.
That's a trouble.
But the truth, that little Arabian, and my dad fell in love with him. We took him back, and we took Dad back home. Well, Dad said, I'm going to take that horse home with me and win him. I'm going to make you a good horse. And he did. He's making a good one. He seems to have been offered $500 for that little Arabian.
That's your horse, man.
Stunted.
He was. They said he was stunted, but he was just a 2-year-old colt. And Dad has grew him out. He'll weigh about 850 pounds now. He's bigger than Blackie. Blocky Bill. And he's pretty as a picture, that is.
You gonna bring him back?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring him back to Florida.
When you go this time?
No, not this time.
Yeah,
no, we're gonna make about $400 with him up there.
Oh, hi.
There's a lot of people wants a coat from him.
Oh, I see. Yeah, sure.
Let's breed Tennessee Walkers.
Don't
beat
him to Tennessee Walkers.
Oh,
hi.
Tennessee Walkers.
This fella's got a bunch of Tennessee Walkers.
Well,
shoot,
my gosh, if he's going to come
painting
down here, you better get a lot of hay under that tin roof and rye in a field and a few other things.
You know, I would love to feast the winter with plenty of hay.
You would too,
wouldn't
you?
I sure would too.
With a little rye.
If nothing happens, and I even say stay able to crawl out there and tell Frank what to do, we're gonna have it.
Frank.
And I'll tell another thing. I want water out there where I don't have to change them, and I want fences down the middle so I don't have to put them all together.
All right.
I tell you, there's nothing like just a little management. Isn't
that's right. Just a little bit of management will save you a whole heap of work.
Every day.
Just a little bit.
I can
tell you something. For about 3 hours this afternoon, well, we got about 30 head or something ran here. It took about 3 hours of shuffling, and guys said this is like a railroad switch thing, you know. You put one damn thing bull in this thing, you got another bull over here, put a cow in, a cow.
It was just tracking and retracking from one little pen to the other for about
all on account of one extra bull. Happy.
Big
happy. Oh, God. Yes, it'd be a great relief.
You guys thought he was all through, Frank?
Oh, I found out. I found out why Bill Sneed sold this bull.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it.
His calves grow off up to a certain point and stop.
Oh, you think this Bill knew this?
Which it don't matter to me because I sell them off. That is, before they're 2 years old. That's when he sells his. Now, that could be. But I saw some of his 2-year-old sell up there. I saw two of Pappy's 2-year-old heifers sell up there. And they were beauties. Just beautiful. You know, show animal. Mm-hmm. But that's what he said. I kept asking him. He sort of slipped and told me.
He got twelve.
I kept saying to him, I figured, you know, just I'd ought to bought the animal. He'd tell me about it. I sort of brought that up and have done time. I said, just what is it about this animal you don't want? All I could figure was the color was a little off. That's enough. They like to have uniform color.
Yeah.
Isn't that curious? I don't care what color it is. Red, yellow, blue, a mixture. Well, a mixture. I go to school with that. But it matters to them.
Yeah.
Just a shade. Pappy's a little light for them. That's all I can see. His legs a little short.
Looks like a pig, but he's pretty good bull.
Pappy's not the smartest animal I ever saw. I've seen him face several situations. I didn't think he did very well.
And as we say, he doesn't have much personality, but
he doesn't.
The first bull we had was just, he was
personal. And I'm
devoted
to Pappy. Now, Frank, that's the thing about a cow.
Like cats.
He'd take him on, don't you reckon?
I don't know.
No, but all these little bulls, except this 26, the one that's injured out there, they've all had personality. Mm. But 26's calves never have had personality. She hasn't either. She is the hardest-headed thing. She eats and finishes and rolls. And she just can't quit that roving. And it's just, you know, you just get so tired of it, you feel like hitting her in the head. And sometimes it's all well. You just take it so long. That's the reason I have all these little palm paddles around here.
Yeah.
I just knocked fire them with that.
I picked up a stick standard and he said, I'm going to get a palm problem because if you hit them with that, it won't hurt them.
It'll pop them and make them see their flinch. But it won't hurt. David Bradley.
It's set for this fella when he used it about 2 weeks ago, and he set it for 300 pounds per acre.
Well, that's just leave it at that. That's fine.
300 pounds per acre.
Actually, more than I could have spread in
the morning. 10 pounds? That is 3 sacks,
Frankie. I'm sorry, I mentioned it.
You think we could go put back to market? See, we figured they could stay over another day and do it, take buckets of fertilizer out there.
Bring them.
And that's what we were going to do. Send our Wednesday.
We were going to wait for your bike to get well.
We need you more legs. More darn hay, Frank. We know what to do with it. You know, when that hay gets ready to cut, we
it's
can't
ready.
We all got to quit doing whatever we're doing and go cut it.
That's
time.
I'm planning on cutting some, but sometime in June.
In June.
Yeah.
Won't be that long.
Won't.
Well,
we'll cut it whenever it does get ready.
If the sun comes out, we'll be cutting some in 6 weeks anyhow, won't we?
Then we'll head out in 6 weeks, will
we? If I don't, I will be disappointed.
We won't head out in 6 weeks.
Fertilizer won't last over 6 weeks.
Yeah,
we'll.
Not down
here.
Well, I know it's had to be planted over.
That's re-fertilized.
That's some good matter, that's something.
Let's see. This is what it is.
I never heard of cutting hay in May. What did you do?
Got one more week.
Yeah, wash the stand.
Well, can you make hay in May?
April, May is 2 months.
Oh, and that's where you made your money then last year, wasn't it?
That's, well, if it's in May, that's when we'll make hay.
Make some more now.
Yeah.
July,
that's
make
up here,
some good
that's down here.
That's right.
Okay. Oh.
Well, I come down here in one evening and just about, well, 2 evenings and cut that.
Sure.
Cut that over in 2 evenings.
Right,
cut it on Thursday, say Wednesday and Thursday evening, and then bale it Saturday and Sunday.
Stick it up.
Look at that. That ain't no problem.
If it don't rain. Well,
we
don't rain. This one's not going
to rain.
Are y'all
going
to hay? Now that you know, kind of
got a little something to work with,
didn't
you?
Well, see,
start off with, before the hay comes, you got to go out there and cut in the manure and so forth to start with before you put on the fertilizer, guys.
Well, it don't matter either way, before right, or after.
Right after.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it matters either.
Yeah.
It gets it down a little bit, and then it cuts those, that bahia, it seems to get root bound. It
mm-hmm.
does better when it's cut.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice to cross cut it if a fellow would just go to trouble. I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, cut it both ways.
That's, International you're looking at, does that have any speed to it?
Yes, sir. It's got speed to it.
You know, it would be nice to have a, you know, that mule speed that you get to people. It's right discouraging now.
Mm-hmm.
You get something. You need something that will just go ahead.
But you ain't got one piece of machinery that'll, well, two, actually, that farm all will. You can use that farm over. That's a hay baler and a trailer.
In other words, it won't fit the plows or anything.
It doesn't have a hydraulic lift. Just straight pull bar.
Just straight pull. And that's all it's got.
That's all it's got.
Well, something will come up.
Put your ears in, Graham.
But I don't know. I don't know what's happened to the tractors. Now you see, you're geared to the automobiles. You know what a car tractor.
Oh, it's my holiday.
Pictures will show you how much and what this is all this Nancy and Blackie look like. Can't you just see that?
Mm-hmm. I want to see them waist high and good hay.
Yeah. And cut while it's fresh.
That's right. Get me back on that there old mowing machine with me a buggy whip. Lord, look at it.
Oh, how yourself.
No buggy whip.
Well,
you got one?
No, but I'll get one.
You forget me having a buggy whip.
My dad's got one, and he won't mow grass without one.
Oh, really?
Oh.
He won't mow grass. I don't care how good a pair of horses you've got or how well they're broke. Back up there, sometimes you've got to get one in a hurry and right quick, you know. And that buggy whip will sure put one in a hurry quick.
Gosh, I hadn't even thought about a buggy
whip. We used to always have
time.
A buggy whip to a buggy. It's always.
This
is going to
be a sight,
friend.
It won't be a sight to find you.
Well,
you've seen it done up in West Virginia, haven't you?
He hasn't saw no horse. No,
no horses. I've seen tractors.
He hasn't saw no grass cut with a pair of horses.
Oh, really?
Not that he can remember.
Mm-hmm.
He was just a little fella when I come to Florida.
Well,
right,
he made his money working with watermelons last year, so
yes.
Maybe you had your time to work in watermelons again.
Made some money last
summer. Oh, you ain't
going to
work in no watermelons again this year.
That's good for you, isn't it?
Just sit there. Just watch him grow
up. He just sat there, he said.
I sat there and sold
him.
Sold him? Yeah, he sold him.
Oh. Well,
sold
him. He was cutting them.
No.
That's sawing him, you know, and that's what makes his stomach.
I sat there and ate him.
They just look so good, and you look so good eating them, that people just stop and bought them, huh?
He sold some kind of watermelon, though.
Right up there at your house?
Yep, practically right there in front of our house.
But sold that from here to the shed to my house.
What path is your house?
Highway 20, going into to Palatka.
Yeah.
You got Jenkins on the
highway. You all pass right by.
You go up, After you get on.
20 is not what goes from Gainesville.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. Well, you live on Gainesville side or the other side?
I live on the east side of Hawthorne. Just the east of the overpass, about 0.2 miles.
Well, I'm right there in the city.
Right there I'm in the city limits.
Well, how they let you?
He knows the mayor.
No, they know me.
You keep his carving stuff. I better know.
No, I don't buy nothing in Hawthorne.
Really?
No, I don't buy nothing in Hawthorne. They turned me against Hawthorne. Tell you what. First of all, I was gonna paint my house. You know, I cleaned up around it after I bought it. I was gonna paint it. You know. Well, I went and bought the paint and everything. I started painting. They come up there and told me I had to buy a permit to paint my house. I said, no, I don't have to have no permit. All I need is just a little more paint and a little bit more time, and I'll have it painted. And the best thing you can do is go back to the road, because this is mine. All right, then again, I bought $10 worth of used lumber to wall up my shop, you know. $10 now. It's all costing. They want me to go pay $25 for a building permit to put up $10 worth of lumber. Lord, I hit the ceiling. And I run the county commissioner off my property. Sidney Martin. I told him where he could go right quick.
You mean they and Hawthorne? They
sure did.
Do you have the law on your side here, or is it just your personality?
He's doing his own stuff.
Is this right? Mm-hmm. And you knew it?
I knew it.
Mm-hmm. This is where I never be that smart. I never
know. What's that, sir?
He was doing his own work.
He
on his own property.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then they tried to tell me that I had to spend all that money, $50 now, for building permits, and it wasn't. And I never spent but about, less than $40 for the paint and the lumber to put up. Oh, wow, that was really.
Now, if he'd have had another contractor do it, that contractor would have had to have a building permit, or he would have paid himself.
All right, then again, I was going to fence my yard. They told me I had to get a permit to put my fence up.
Oh, yeah.
I said, you mean to tell me that I got to have a permit to put this fence up to keep everybody else's children out of my yard? Why, I said, I ain't about to. I run them off again.
Oh, what about
that? Well, the same thing.
He's doing
it himself.
Same thing.
Saunders Oil Company put my fence up.
Oh.
Oh, they did it.
Yeah. They said I had to have a building permit. I wasn't doing it. I didn't have to buy no building permit. If anybody had to have a permit, the Saunders Oil Company had to have
That's
a permit.
Right. They were doing it for their own purposes, huh?
No.
No. Saunders Oil Company wasn't. I was paying Saunders Oil Company. I paid them $750 to put that fence up around my house. I sure did.
Well, now how'd you get around the law on that?
Because
you just weren't going to do it.
I just wasn't going to do it, and they knew I wasn't going to do it. And they
so
knew
you'd
they
already had done it on the other two.
They knew they better not mess with
it. Metal
fence.
Chain link.
Chain link.
Well, could be what in the devil that you put up that kind of fence for?
I wanted to keep the neighbors out of my yard.
You don't let them in, they don't get
the
stay out, do they?
That's right.
Just the ones I invite.
Yeah, they come in.
Just
the
ones
go
that
over.
You invite.
They got to go over, or if they if they go over and that black German Shepherd's loose, they're gonna get eat up.
But I got right across my vest.
Just the way I'm in. I've had stuff stole from me.
Because you've had to have a fence like that.
I've had $3,000 or $4,000 worth of tools and equipment.
He's got just tomorrow's equipment.
And stuff stole from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just be daggone if I'm gonna let people run on me like that.
This is the end of Channel 2 Right on the Cookie's own narrative. The end of Channel 2 Right on Cookie's own narrative. Tuesday night, the 25th of March, 1969. Tuesday night, the 25th of March, 1969. The end of Cookie's Channel 2 Right. Cookie's own narrative. Cookie's own narrative. The end of Channel 2 Right. The end of Channel 2 Right. That's on Tuesday night, the 25th of March, 1969, when he brought that David Bradley fertilizer spreader over here in the back end of his 9-passenger station wagon. And that's the end of Channel 2 Right. This is the end of Channel 2 Right.